writing emails that get the right response. In today's fast-paced, digital-first world, emails remain a cornerstone of professional communication. Whether you're reaching out to a colleague, pitching to a client, or following up with a stakeholder, the way you craft your email can make or break the response you receive. A poorly written email can lead to misunderstandings, missed opportunities, or even damaged relationships. On the other hand, a well-structured, thoughtful email can open doors, build trust, and drive action. So, how do you master the art of writing emails that get the right response? In this in-depth guide, we'll explore proven strategies, actionable tips, and best practices to ensure your emails are clear, compelling, and effective in achieving your objectives. From structuring your message to mastering tone and timing, this article spanning over 2,000 words will equip you with the tools to transform your email communication in business, leadership, and beyond. Why email communication matters more than ever. Email is often the first point of contact in professional settings, and first impressions matter. According to studies, the average professional spends over 28% of their workday reading and responding to emails. Yet, with inboxes overflowing, it's easy for your message to get lost in the noise. The key to standing out lies in crafting emails that are purposeful and recipient-focused. As highlighted in this insightful piece on the importance of clarity in communication, clear messaging is critical in ensuring your intent is understood, especially in written formats like email where tone and body language are absent. Without clarity, even the most well-intentioned email can lead to confusion or inaction. Let's dive into how to structure your emails for maximum impact. 1. Start with a strong subject line. The subject line is the gateway to your email. It's the first thing the recipient sees, and it often determines whether your email gets opened or ignored. A vague or overly generic subject line like meeting or follow-up is easy to overlook. Instead, aim for specificity and relevance. For example, request for feedback on Q3 marketing plan by Friday tells the recipient exactly what the email is about and sets a clear deadline. Keep it concise under 50 characters if possible to ensure it displays fully on mobile devices. Additionally, consider using action-oriented words like urgent, action required, or review needed when appropriate to create a sense of priority. A compelling subject line is your first step to getting the right response. 2. Open with a personalized greeting. Generic greetings like "to whom it may concern" or "dear sir/madam" can feel impersonal and outdated. Whenever possible, address the recipient by name. A simple "Hi Sarah" or "Hello John" immediately establishes a connection and shows that you've taken the time to tailor your message. If you're unsure of the recipient's name, do a quick search on LinkedIn or the company website to find it. Personalization goes beyond just the greeting. Referencing a recent conversation, shared interest, or specific project can further demonstrate your attention to detail. This aligns with strategies discussed in Networking with Confidence, where building rapport is key to fostering meaningful professional relationships, even through digital communication. 3. Get to the point quickly. Busy professionals don't have time to wade through long-winded introductions. After your greeting, state the purpose of your email in the first sentence or two. For instance, "I'm writing to request your input on the upcoming product launch scheduled for November 15th sets the tone and context immediately. Avoid burying the main point in the middle of a lengthy paragraph. If your email requires additional background information, keep it concise and use bullet points or short paragraphs to break up the text. Clarity and brevity are non-negotiable, especially when you're aiming for a quick response. 4. Structure your email for readability. A wall of text is a surefire way to lose your reader's attention. Instead, organize your email into digestible chunks using formatting tools like bold headings, italics for emphasis, and bullet points or numbered lists for key points. For example, agenda for meeting, review Q4 goals and timelines. Action needed, please confirm your availability for Monday at 10 a.m. Deadline, RSVP by Friday EOD. This format makes it easy for the recipient to scan your email and understand what's required. Readability is especially important when addressing complex topics or multiple action items. As noted in Navigating Workplace Conversations with Confidence, structured communication, whether verbal or written, helps reduce misunderstandings and fosters collaboration. 5. Use a professional yet conversational tone. Finding the right tone in an email can be tricky. Too formal, and you risk sounding cold or distant; too casual, and you may come across as unprofessional. Aim for a balance of professional yet conversational tone that reflects your personality while respecting the context of the relationship. For example, instead of writing, "I hereby request your presence at the quarterly review," try, I'd appreciate it if you could join us for the quarterly review next week. Pay attention to cultural nuances and the recipient's communication style as well. If you're unsure, err on the side of politeness. A helpful resource for mastering tone is the Do's and Don'ts of Business Communication, which offers practical advice on aligning your tone with your audience's expectations. 6. Be clear about the ask. Every email should have a purpose, whether it's to inform, request feedback, schedule a meeting, or seek approval. Make your ask explicit to avoid ambiguity. Use phrases like, "Could you please provide feedback by Tuesday?" or "I'd like to schedule a call next week. Does Wednesday at 2 p.m. work for you?" If there are multiple action items, number them or use bullet points to ensure nothing is missed. Being direct about what you need increases the likelihood of getting the response you are looking for. Vague emails often result in delayed or incomplete replies, wasting time for both parties. 7. Provide context, but keep it relevant. While brevity is key, sometimes context is necessary to help the recipient understand your request. For example, if you're following up on a previous discussion, briefly recap the key points. "As discussed during our last meeting on October 10th, I'm reaching out to confirm the budget allocation for the new campaign." However, avoid overloading your email with unnecessary details. Stick to information that directly supports your purpose. If additional documents or data are needed, attach them or include links rather than embedding long explanations in the body of the email. 8. Master the art of follow UPS. Not every email will get an immediate response, especially if the recipient is busy or your message wasn't marked as urgent. A polite follow-up can be a game-changer in getting the reply you need. Wait at least 48 to 72 hours before following up, unless the matter is time-sensitive. Keep your follow-up short and courteous. "Hi Mark, just wanted to check if you had a chance to review the proposal I sent on Monday. I'm happy to answer any questions or provide additional details." Avoid sounding impatient or accusatory, as this can harm the relationship. Consistent, respectful follow UPS demonstrate persistence without crossing into annoyance. 9. Close with a call to action and gratitude. End your email with a clear call to action that reinforces your purpose. For instance, "Please let me know if you're available for a quick chat this week," or "I look forward to your feedback by end of day Thursday." Pair this with a note of gratitude to show appreciation for their time and effort. Simple closings like "Thank you for your time" or "I appreciate your input" go a long way in building goodwill. Sign off with a professional yet approachable signature, such as "Best regards, your name" or "Thanks, your name." A thoughtful closing leaves a positive impression and encourages a prompt response. 10. Timing and frequency matter. The timing of your email can significantly impact the likelihood of a response. Studies suggest that emails sent early in the morning, between 6 to 8 a.m., or late in the afternoon, around 4 to 6 p.m., tend to have higher open rates, as these are times when people are often clearing their inboxes. Avoid sending critical emails late at night or during weekends unless absolutely necessary, as they may get buried under newer messages. Additionally, be mindful of the recipient's time zone if you are communicating across regions. As for frequency, don't bombard someone with multiple emails on the same topic within a short time frame. Space them out and prioritize quality over quantity. 11. Proofread before hitting send. Spelling errors, grammatical mistakes, or formatting issues can undermine your credibility, no matter how compelling your message is. Always proofread your email before sending it. Use tools like Grammarly or Microsoft Editor to catch typos and awkward phrasing. Read your email aloud to ensure the tone feels right and the flow is natural. Double-check attachments, links, and recipient names to avoid embarrassing mishaps. A polished email reflects professionalism and attention to detail, qualities that inspire confidence in your communication. 12. Adapt to different scenarios and audiences. Not all emails are created equal. The approach you take when writing to a potential client will differ from how you address a team member or senior executive. For client-facing emails, focus on value proposition and relationship building. When communicating with colleagues, prioritize collaboration and clarity. For senior leaders, be concise and results-oriented. Understanding your audience's priorities and adjusting your tone accordingly is a skill worth honing. For more on navigating nuanced interactions, check out How to Make Small Talk at Professional and Social Events, which offers insights into adapting communication styles for different contexts. 13. Leverage technology wisely. Modern email tools can enhance your communication strategy. Features like scheduled sending allow you to time your emails for optimal impact, while read receipts, when available, give you insight into whether your message has been opened. Use templates for recurring emails to save time, but always personalize them to avoid sounding robotic. Additionally, organize your inbox with labels or folders to keep track of important conversations and follow UPS. Technology should support, not replace, the human element of email communication. 14. Avoid common email pitfalls. Even seasoned professionals can fall into email traps. Here are a few to watch out for. Overusing CC and BCC, only include necessary recipients to avoid cluttering inboxes or creating confusion. Replying all unnecessarily, be selective when hitting reply all to prevent spamming irrelevant parties. Ignoring mobile optimization, many people read emails on their phones, so keep formatting clean and attachments accessible. Being overly emotional, avoid sending emails when frustrated or upset. Take time to cool off and revise your message. Steering clear of these mistakes ensures your emails remain professional and effective. Conclusion. Writing emails that get the right response is both an art and a science. By focusing on clarity, structure, tone, and timing, you can transform a mundane message into a powerful tool for connection and action. Whether you're a leader aiming to inspire your team, a professional seeking to impress a client, or simply someone looking to communicate more effectively, mastering email etiquette is a non-negotiable skill in today's workplace. Start implementing these strategies today, and watch how your inbox interactions shift from mere exchanges to meaningful conversations. Remember, every email is an opportunity to build trust, showcase professionalism, and drive results. Make it count.